If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there! Hello and welcome to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast, brought to you by the team here at the magazine. Join us as we chat all things gardening with the nation's favourite experts.
Growing your own veg is hugely satisfying. And the great news is you can grow delicious homegrown vegetables all year round. Keen vegetable grower Rekha Mistry talks to Miranda about how to keep your veg patch productive over winter and what you can get growing right now. Miranda starts by asking Rekha how she's finding growing in her new garden up north.
There's a lot of apprehensiveness going on with my garden. It's the unknown of a new garden. That's the challenge. And that is everything. So spring was different, summer was different. So now let's see what my autumn and winter is going to bring me. So it's the challenge of the first year.
So you've moved from North London to what I'd call the North. How are you describing where you're living now, Rekha?
Where we've moved to is the Peak District. So a lot of people won't call that the North. A lot of debate that goes on, what is North? So I've been told North is Leeds onwards. Yes, yes. So I thought, okay, so now I'll just say I've moved to the Peak District and leave it at that.
Oh, brilliant. But it's certainly more northern than North London.
Oh, most definitely. Because I always say anything above Watford was North for me. So this is really North than Watford.
What are the differences you're expecting to find from North London to the Peak District?
I found spring starts very late here. So that was a big shock to my growing system. I was always on the go. Come February, March, I would be so ready for start season. But then I had to slow down and listen and learn what this climate is giving me. And that's the first challenge I had to beat about in my brain. But I think it's just the slowness of the season of growing. There is such a big change from south to north, and I'm using the north just because of where I am. And it's understanding what will grow, what won't grow. So this winter is my other challenge, because I do love my winter veg, and what will it give me? Will it give me the winter veg that I am after?
Right. So let's talk practical. Let's talk what we need to do. So in November and December, what can we start growing? Because I think a lot of us think, oh, we've got to wait till next year. Can we do anything? And what things can we do? And what things are better waiting till spring to do?
One vegetable I would say is really, really good to just get them outdoors is broad beans. I think broad beans is one thing that will enjoy the cooler start of, say, 7 to 10 degrees. If the soil is 7 to 10 degrees in November, December, they will germinate. They're happy to start growing, and they will be so much easier come spring because you've already given them that head start. And the variety I like is the Aqua de Luz Claudia. That is a new one that has come through, and it has had the most really, really lovely reviews. That when I grew it last year, I was so impressed with it. Really impressed with the way it doesn't need much help. So I know that is one that will do well in November, December.
Do you need to protect that in November, December, or are you sowing it and leaving it sort of exposed, I suppose?
Yes. I think broad beans, we tend to fuss over quite a lot of our plants. Broad beans is one you don't need to fuss over. Just allow it to germinate. The only protection I would give if you've got mice problems, I think that's the only time you need to protect them, the seed itself. But once it gets going, it's happy to be left alone and let it enjoy the weathers that's going to hit it.
And will you get an earlier crop, do you think, if you start sowing your broad beans now? Or when would you expect to start cropping those broad beans?
Those broad beans will give me a harvest in June. It is that early. But what you can do is, once you've done this sowing, come February, do another sowing so that you still have a really long season with your broad beans. So even though you get an early harvest of June, you can get another harvest in August, late July, August.
So are you using half the space or are you intercropping? Are you planting something else there and then pulling that out to put your second lot in February? Or I mean, that might be your garlic, would it? Or what might you be popping in alongside the broad beans?
I tend to do garlic. It's always garlic because they're the two that are always sown in this time of the year. So it's usually broad beans and garlics are next to each other because they will sort of come out at the same time. And that's why I grow them together.
I mean, is there stuff we can grow and harvest? I think I remember Alan Titchmarsh mentioning, you know, sort of digging up a bit of mint or chives and putting it on a windowsill and that will, you know, sort of keep it warm and keep it going over winter. Is there anything you do like that to keep sort of harvest going over the sort of November, December?
Because I've got a greenhouse, I don't tend to look at my kitchen windowsill as much as I would if I didn't have a greenhouse.
Yeah.
But you can do those things. You can bring a few things in, like your herbs. Herbs are the best things to bring indoors. But you can do spring onions. That's something that won't mind being indoors or even just by your back door, because at this time of the year, they'll still enjoy that cooler setting. And then you can bring them in if you need to.
So with the spring onions, when do you need to have sown them?
You can sow them even in December because they only need a tiny bit of heat to germinate.
Ah.
So you can sow them even at that time of the year because there are a lot of exhibition or gardeners who like to do exhibition and they do their onions. So you can imagine that they're the same family. So why can't you do spring onions? And I've tried it and it works. It really does work that you can sow spring onions indoors. And if they germinate too fast, I tend to put them outside. When I had the greenhouse on the allotment, I tend to put, I used to think, oh gosh, I need to go there and leave it. But I would leave it at the back of my kitchen and it was fine. They would grow perfectly well.
Talk us through this in a little bit more detail because it sounds marvellous. So windowsill or greenhouse, if you're fortunate to have one, you're sowing them as you would in a normal seed tray. How big are they before you're moving them outside? How do you know when they'll be okay to go outside? Especially, you know, we're talking November, December. And are you putting them with like a cloche on top or anything if they're going outside? Do you need to sort of harden them off? What do we need to know?
Right. With onions, they need both heat and cold. So if you want to grow perfectly lovely stems and not flopping over, the minute I see any onions that have flopped over, I know they've had too much heat and not enough cold. They need a bit of both. So only for germination, you need the heat. That is key to any allium growing. So when it comes to onions and spring onions, you really need to know this part. As soon as they've germinated, put a cloche over them and leave them outside. And the day heat is enough for them to have the heat. And the night cold keeps them sturdy and small. And they grow steady rather than floppy. And this is just perfect, perfect temperature for them.
I love this. I love these salads. So I'm so sorry. I'm getting such detail because I'm going to be doing this. I'll be sending you pictures, Rekha. So they're growing into, you know, maybe a couple of inches, you know, 10 centimetres tall. Are you repotting them and then putting them outside by the back door or something with like a bell-shaped cloche or, you know, is there any advice? And do we need to keep watering them?
Spring onions, alliums, do not need a lot of water. So again, onions don't need a lot of water. You only need to water them if the soil looks dry and if they start looking a bit weak. I don't tend to water my onions over the winter months when I've started my overwintering onions. And that is something that you have to be so careful because then you're looking at mold. Mold will come through. If it's too much warmth, you're going to get mold. So you're trying to avoid all those kind of elements as well. But what I tend to do is once I've started the seeds and they've germinated, I'll put them outside or in the greenhouse and put a cloche over them if need be. If the weather's showing up to be very, very cold, then the cloche will come. Otherwise, keep it open. Just let them have the warmth within the greenhouse or the warmth within the cloche. And open them up if you see steaming going on within that cloche, because you don't want that. You really don't want such kind of temperatures, that high temperatures over your onions. And they will be happy. Just leave them be. And if the winter rain is there, they'll get the winter rain, that's fine. They will accept that. But don't go watering because you think they need it.
I love this. I feel like there's so many things we can be doing. You know, we've talked about broad beans, we've talked about garlic. Do you have a favourite garlic, by the way? Do you look for the pinky varieties, or do you have any tips for flavour, what you like to grow?
I came across one called Rose White, and it has become my favourite to grow. I think Germidor is a lot of gardeners' favourite, but no, I tend to go somewhere else. I go for my Rose White. And that is pinkish on the outside, but it is the most biggest, loveliest, strongest flavoured cloves I have ever tasted. And that is my always, that comes back on my list, and it'll always stay on my list. It's a fairly new variety, but I think it's a good one to have.
And could someone grow them in a pot? Could you fill a pot with compost and have in your back garden, you know, put the cloves in November time and be all right?
That will be fine, because that's how I used to start them in my allotment. I had to grow them in pots, in small pots, and then plant them out in spring. So pot growing garlic is perfect. It's just that make sure you don't plant too many in, say, a 5-litre pot. Do not put more than 3.
I'm obsessed with how much we can be doing. Broad beans, garlic.
The other thing you can grow, if you feel like growing in the wintertime at this time in November, is peas. There is a variety. So you get that, just like potatoes, you've got your first early, second earlies, and main. So you've got your first earlies, and they are really hardy a crop. And the one I found is the Feltham first early peas. And that is brilliant. And I thought, wow, I need to grow this. They don't grow very tall, so you can grow them in pots as well in your back garden. So you can do that. And they will grow to a small height, not big, because they're outdoors. But then come spring, they will just, they will literally start growing in front of you, thinking, wow, it's not even that warm. And they have just got going. But you can give a head start. So if you have a greenhouse, perfect. They'll be growing in your greenhouse over the winter months.
Oh, that's really helpful. And if you don't, like me, can I sow these seeds into, would you put them into quite deep pots, or they're okay in a normal pot and pop on the windowsill just to get them germinating? What would you do?
What I tend to do is just put them in 5-litre pots, because you don't want to keep going back and forth with them. Just put them in 5-litre pots and let them do their thing, because they're not going to grow very tall. They're not going to grow more than 75 centimetres. So it's not very tall. They're not very tall. I'd say 60 is the max they would grow to.
So I let them germinate on the windowsill, right? And then I'm popping them outside with a cloche on top again? Would that be what you do November, December?
No, you're germinating them outside in the pot with the cloche over them.
Oh gosh, wow. Okay, oh no, that's really good.
Yeah, they're very hardy pea.
Wow. Oh, I like the sound of that. And so if you were going to keep them in the pot, you'd want space to put some canes or something for them to grow up, I imagine, or?
Yes, what I tend to use is my beautiful raspberry canes, which I've cut down in September.
Ah.
So those are my summer raspberries, which I've cut down. Those are the canes I'd use. Though they're tall, I'll just cut them down again and just dot them around the pot.
But that's another lovely thing about winter. I mean, I've got some bamboo canes that I use year after year, and I try and make sure they're outside in the cold, and let, you know, any pest or disease, you know, try and get frozen off. This is what winter gives us. This is the present, isn't it?
Yes.
I will kill your problems. I will help you out. I think, as you say, we have to go with it. There's so much benefit, isn't there, if we know how to use the season right?
Yes. For sure. Definitely for sure. And I think pest, we need to accept winter. We shouldn't always say, oh, I wish it was warm. No, we need the cold just to get rid of those pests, because they will die. There will be certain pests that will go away because it's been too cold for them. And they'll come back in a year when it's a mild winter again.
Yes, we'll have that to enjoy. Right. I'm loving this. I'm writing my whole list of things I can do, because I get sluggish. I start thinking, oh God, I know I need to go outside and I know it's good for me, but November, December, it can be troubling. You know, the clocks have gone back, haven't they, end of October, and it's not that much sunlight. Anything else we can, do you grow parsley, mizuna? Is there anything else you get growing or keep growing over the winter months and keep harvesting?
Parsley and coriander are my two that stay in my greenhouse. So I would have already started them back in September. That is something that will come. Again, winter salads. You get the winter variety of your salads. But cut and come again varieties do well over winter too, I found. So you don't have to have the winter varieties of salads.
Can you cut and come again anything? Or how do you know if it's a cut and come again variety? And can you explain for our listeners what that means?
Okay, so the cut and come again varieties are more like a cos variety, which are thicker leaf. So those ones do well. And then you've also got your pak choys. You can use pak choy as a salad. So if you oversow them, you've got fresh growth of pak choy leaves to use as salad.
So when you say cos, like cos lettuce, so it's got like a heart, like a plant with sort of, am I off the rails? No, that's right, is it? So
yes,
with a pak choy.
No, that's right.
you're just removing like the outer leaves and then letting it grow a bit more and then coming back for a bit more. Is that correct?
Yes. So it all depends on how much or how many seeds you've got. Sometimes if you've got a whole big packet, you might as well take a good amount and just grow them in trays in a succession form. So every few weeks, just keep growing them and just literally take the whole lot and just chop them right to the base. And you might just get a second crop out of them. But that's how I tend to do it. I don't tend to fuss over my winter salads. If I'm going to go for it, I'll just literally chop them all off and let them grow, because the winter temperatures are fine enough for them to carry on growing. But something like, yes, something like Mizuna, that's another one where you can chop it off again completely and you will get growth from the base.
But these plants, as you're saying, we will have need to have got sown by September, correct?
That's correct.
So if I bought coriander and parsley from the supermarket or any other place and had a plant of it, is there anything I could do with that? Do you see what I mean? If I've got a plant in growth, can I pop that up and do something with it? Or
yes, you can. They'll
be
happy.
Tender?
No. They'll be happy where they are. Parsley, coriander do very well in the cool temperatures. And that is one thing I found. I didn't realize that until a few years ago. And I thought, oh, I didn't realize that I could grow parsley outdoors as well. But this was on the allotment and it was in a kind of a shaded area. So that's one thing I want to try here. Can I grow parsley outdoors and in the greenhouse at the same time and see if it will work in this climate? Because it romps away in the winter months. This is a flat leaf and the curly I'm talking about. So it wasn't one or the other. It was literally both of them. And it really surprised me. Coriander didn't do well outdoors. It did well in the greenhouse. So it needs warmth and cold, just like spring onion.
So parsley, I could buy a plant of parsley from wherever I can buy it, and I can plant it outdoors. You know, if I brought the pot in, would I need to harden it off first?
I think so. I would. I really would harden off anything that I buy from the supermarket because they've had a lovely indoor temperature. So make sure you don't shock them by the outdoor temperature. So take it out for a few hours each day and then leave it out for a whole week and then just but put it in a sheltered position rather than open, you know, get all the wind on it.
I love it because if things have been a bit too busy or hectic, there are things I can do to spruce up my veg patch, aren't there? It's a bit like bedding or flowers. You know, it sounds like there are still things we can buy and you know, it's not too late, is it?
It's never too late. I think that's one thing we need to remember. It's never too late to start anything because some things will grow. We might surprise ourselves because, you know, weather can be a fickle thing. We think it's too cold, but some vegetables just love it. So try it. Don't be despondent. Just go ahead and do it. Do it as an experiment. Just because somebody else doesn't do it doesn't mean you don't have to do it. You try. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, you know, you've learned your lesson. That's why you don't do it. But this is what I do. I don't tend to always go by the book. Just do your own thing and see what works.
And that's the joy of gardening, is it's not heart surgery. It's all right, isn't it? If we get it wrong, it's
all right. It's all right to make mistakes and you learn from mistakes. And that's what gardening's about. You know, no 2 days in gardening are ever the same, ever. I've never found that. And you always learn something. There's always something that'll be like, oh, wow, I never knew that. And that's brilliant.
Thanks for listening to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tell others about it and rate us in your podcast provider app.